in the fabled land of Northern California. Nestled in the Valley of Sacramento, two friends begin a journey to enlighten the world about their experience living life as a Xenial. But what is a Xenial, you may ask? If you wish to know, then follow them on their adventures.
Welcome to the Xenial Chronicles. This is James.
This is Mike.
And we're going to try something a little bit new this week, okay?
Okay.
I haven't told you yet what it is.
No, this is an entirely, completely different surprise.
This is actually something where I've been doing some research. I actually did research on podcasts and YouTube videos and such like.
Oh, really?
And I've come, one of the things I saw in my research is that we've been making a mistake for the last two and a half years. Is that how long it's been?
It is about two and a half years. Holy shit.
Yeah,
August now. No. God damn.
We've been making a mistake for the last 2.5 years.
What was that?
Not a bad one.
What?
The mistake is waiting until the very end of our podcast to tell people where to find us.
Oh.
Because like most likely if you're listening to this, you found us already.
Yeah.
But I just want to start off early. We may still mention it at the end because it is part of our ending thing. But I want to mention it early as well to please look for us. I'm going to do it this one. You do the end one because we're used to you doing the end one.
Okay.
But if you're listening to this, or if you're, you know, if you've found us, please continue listening to us on all of the major podcast sites. Find us on Facebook, the Xenial Chronicles, or Zenchron on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We're also on, we're on Twitter, right?
Yes.
I'm still too stupid to figure out how to use Instagram, and I'll admit to that. But you can find the Xenial Chronicles on any of your podcasting sites. You can actually Google the Xenial Chronicles and it will lead you to all the podcasting sites. But the best place to find us, where you can find all of our old inventory, all of our, all the way back to the first podcast that we've done, is on YouTube. We have a YouTube page there. They are videos that don't actually have any real video. They just have a really cool background with a soundbar thing that doesn't actually match what we're saying. It just looks pretty. Am I right?
To a degree. I wanted to do self-produced video, but it takes up a lot of file space.
And we're working on getting the videos out to you like we say we are, which we still are. It's just logistical things that we have to work through.
Yeah.
But while you're there, please try to like the videos, whichever ones that you watch, or just go through and like all of them. That's okay. Me too. And okay with Mike, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Subscribe to it. And there's one more thing you have to do when you're subscribing. What's that one more thing, Mike?
I believe you're just going to have to click that bell.
Yes, exactly. You click the bell so that you can get the notifications. Yes, we're going to say this again at the end of stuff, just so that it's a reminder again at the end. But we want to say it now so that it's in the forefront before you've all shut this off. After like, no, I disagree with James. He's just talking about crap again. Hopefully this episode, I'm actually going to make y'all laugh a little bit at my expense, which is always a fun thing, I guess. But I just wanted to get all that out. And of course, while you're there, what else should they do, Mike? They should check out some other pages, shouldn't they?
If you would like. Yeah, I've actually got a couple of other pages as well. I have another page on YouTube called Rilling Note Music. I do documentary series, funny music videos, somewhat sketch comedy, that kind of stuff, cover songs. So I do that kind of stuff. That's also there. So look up Ruling Note Music while you're at YouTube. And also another one called Chronisode Games, which is a gaming channel I do with my wife. We actually are on YouTube and we're also on Twitch. If you look up Chronisode or Chronisode Games, you'll find us. We play games in timeline order. That's the catch. So we're playing games not in release order. So it's timeline order. That is kind of the deal. We're currently on the Zelda series. We just started the Metroid series. We were doing some of the Red Dead series as well. But that's what we've been doing. We've been working on it for about a year or so. We just passed a year mark. Last month. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, sometime last month.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing the post for it.
Yeah.
So check all those things out. And again, we're going to say this again at the very end. We'll do it in We'll say the different parts. For anybody that has listened to enough of the podcast, you'll hear this and go, oh, they said the opposite parts. That's how we're going to do it. We're saying it now. I'm telling you now that that's how we're going to do it because this is the first time we're doing it. Mike had no idea what he was getting into, but I'm hoping he's like, hey, this is a pretty cool idea. We can do it both times. Eats up a little bit of time, but it's good to promote at both times so that people can hear it in both things.
This podcast brought to you by self-promotion for 5 minutes.
this podcast also brought to you by hopefully one day spam. Please spam, give us the money or just give me more spam. I love me some spam. You know what I had for breakfast this morning?
What do you have?
Spam.
Oh, you had spam.
Like I do every morning.
I had Pop-Tarts.
What flavor?
Salted caramel pretzel.
Oh, of course. You tried the new salted caramel one.
Hell actually, yeah.
We were at the store just the other day. It was actually last night we were at the store. And my wife found those, like, ooh, look, salted caramel ones. I'm like,
they're pretty really damn good.
Caramel person. Now, I like the brown sugar cinnamon ones because I like brown sugar cinnamon like everything. It's like you probably put brown sugar cinnamon on like a pizza and I would eat that. It would be weird, but I would eat that. Seriously.
I wouldn't be against trying it out at least once. It wouldn't be like the tomato sauce. It would be like a dessert pizza. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to do it with pepperoni and brown sugar cinnamon. That's fucking weird. The hell's wrong with you people? Why do you think that that's okay?
It's weird, but it's just like, I guess it's like dipping your French fries in the Wendy's, what is it?
Oh, like the Wendy's Frosty?
Yeah, dipping your French fries in the chocolate Frosty.
There's something about that.
It's so good.
It is. It's actually really good.
Just a chocolate milkshake in general. Dip French fries in a chocolate milkshake.
Something about it.
To the yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, this week, we've been doing a lot of heavy stuff. We've had a lot of celebrity deaths. We've had a lot of COVID talk. I want to talk about some of the funny things that have happened in the last, I don't know, month or so.
I'm gonna go back a little bit.
Some of the funnier things. I've been doing some of the job interview stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about some of those.
Okay.
The fact that I had some, I don't know, amusing things happen within the job interview stuff. That was both frustrating and fun.
Okay.
And then some new fashion choices that I've apparently already been getting some crap from somebody about. We're going to talk about those a little bit. And then just some my current general obsession. And I do have one. I have an obsession. And that's what we're talking. Yes, my current obsession. First, we're going to talk about the job searching thing.
Okay.
First of all, I've said it before on here when I've talked about the job search stuff. It is a nightmare to search for jobs nowadays, especially because, like, you can log on to the portal, the company portal where you've done the application process, which, of course, you have to input all your information. And then you download your resume, which has all that information ready. Oftentimes you have to tailor your resume to the exact things that the job search is asking for. Otherwise the computerized job search won't even push your resume through.
Right.
You get some weird resume questions like, what do you feel about praying in the workplace? Like, I'm okay with it as long as I'm not forced to do it. You have some of the weirdest stuff, but then this is actually one of the hardest parts. This is one of the most frustrating things. Okay. So you have this portal that you have to create. You have to create a new ID for, of course. You have to have a username and a password. So, like, literally all the rules for passwords where they tell you not to have the same password for everything. But, like, if you have like 70 different things that you have to have passwords for, like, seriously, just your rewards for like, a place you shop at every, once a month, maybe, or once every 6 months, they want you to come up with a new username and a new password.
Yep.
And they recommend that you don't have a password that you've used before. Screw that. I use the same 3 passwords for fucking everything. And I just use variations on those, on even those 3 passwords. I have 3 passwords that have different variations of certain capital and certain, of the special characters. So I'll change out capital letters. I'll change out special characters, but otherwise they're the same 3 freaking passwords for everything. And you want to know why? I am too damn old to remember 70 different freaking passwords. I really am. As it is, I have like 8 different PIN numbers I have to remember for different cards. Luckily those are only 4-digit numbers, but seriously, who even remembers phone numbers anymore? Because we have our phones to be able to do
that. Yeah, it's automatic.
I couldn't imagine trying to remember phone numbers anymore. I remember my phone number from when I was a little kid.
Yep.
Still.
Yep.
Because that was ingrained into my head.
I remember my grandmother's phone number, my parents' phone number, like the phone number of the house. And I do remember my wife's phone number and my own. But that's where I leave it. Like, I don't remember anybody else's phone number.
My phone number and my wife's phone number are one digit apart. The last digit is hers ends in a 6. Mine ends in a 7, of course. Why? Because 7 is my favorite number. Right, Mike?
Yes.
Right? It's my favorite number, Mike. Moving on. you have to come up with all these different things, these different names. Which, by the way, my username on everything is literally always the same thing. I use the exact same username and I use three different passwords. So if anybody wants to try to steal the $20 that's in my bank account, go ahead, because it's pretty easy to figure out my damn passwords for. I don't have enough to protect. Maybe if I was rich, I would have more convoluted passwords, but then I'd pay somebody to keep memory of all those passwords for me. So you create these accounts on the company website so that you can apply for the job. It's sorry, we're not even going to let you apply until you create an account with us. That's fantastic. Great way to suck me in forever. But then that's the scary, almost, it's like haunting. I don't know how to describe it. It's the sucky part. Is you can log on and see what the status of your application is, which you think that's amazing. You can see, except for the fact that it gives you
fucking anxiety, and you want to watch it like you're watching a package that you ordered from fucking Amazon or something.
Exactly. So every day, multiple times throughout the day, you're checking to see if it still says status in review, or if it says status closed or status
I would say it's more because Amazon gives you constant updates over the next 2 days it takes to wait for the package. It's more like getting something imported from eBay via USPS, where it's just okay, the number's been generated, and then 6 weeks later nothing changes and it's on your fucking doorstep. You have no idea what's happening.
Or especially back in the day when you'd order things from China, and you'd get this weird number for this Chinese post company, and you'd go to try to find it out, and it would be numbers generated. And the next thing you know, it's on the boat. It's okay.
Yeah.
And then it's in San Francisco at customs. It's at customs, customs.
Fucking 3 weeks.
Nothing changes. And then, it's on your doorstep. And it's what? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, it's
what it feels like.
And you want it, it exists. You know it's on its way. You know everything that you need to know about it, except for when it's gonna fucking be there. So you don't have a date. You know that it's just being held up, and you don't understand why.
And you're in that limbo of it says in review, or one for another company. Actually, for the company that your wife works for, it's one of them said under review, and then one of them said under review. When I told her that, she was like, "All right, that's where you want to be, under hiring manager. That means they're actually looking at it." And I'm like, "Yay!" And that's one of the stories I'm going to tell today. Is on my birthday of all days, on my birthday, I went to that company to do not an interview, not even an interview. I went to take a test because they have you take a test first for the position I was going to do. Now. Yep. I had asked your wife about it. And she said, "Yeah, it's probably a good idea you bring your books, but you may not have to bring your books because we use books for the job." And I intended to bring my books. And if I had read the email fully, it told me that it's a good idea to bring my books. I did not bring my books.
Especially because
the main reason was because I had to leave early. It was a fairly early appointment, and it was in an area that I've never been to before, so I didn't know how long it would take me to get there. And so I was a little worried about making sure I got there on time. A lot of freeway interchanges and stuff. So I didn't bring my books. I didn't realize I hadn't brought my books till I'm sitting in the parking lot. And I go, I forgot my books.
Oh,
I tried
no.
sending your wife a message, but she didn't respond to me. So I go in there and I'm like, oh my God. Get set up because I better go to this, even though I forgot my books. Maybe they'll have some books I can use. It's better that I go than try to cancel last minute. Luckily, when the lady, and you actually know the lady who did the set the test up with me.
You
personally know this lady because it's a person that works with your wife.
I think I know who you're talking about. That's nice.
She's very nice. In fact, her last name would be very familiar to you. To you personally, if that makes any sense. Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
I'll explain at the break.
Okay.
I go to take this test, and it's like 30 some odd questions, 3-page test. And I'm using, she says, yeah, you can use my book. It's not a problem. I use her books. Well, what, people in the industry might know, your wife definitely knows. I don't know if you know for sure or not.
Mm-hmm.
Her, the medical group that she works for uses a different set of code books than what the school I used. Or school I went to used. Now the codes are all the same. It's just
but the layout of the books is different.
Exactly. Different publishers lay the books out differently.
No.
And so for instance, codes for emergency room services in the books I'm used to, they're near the front of the book. In this book, they're near the middle of the book. To find answers to certain things, some of the index stuff, they're laid out slightly differently. Right. And I end up getting an hour to do this test. I only get half of the test done.
Oh no, dude!
Which is not good for me.
No,
I never do only half the test. I only get half the test done because there was a couple of questions I had trouble figuring out where the hell the answers were. I only get half the test done. I sit around waiting for 2 weeks, not hearing any. Finally, I get a phone call. And I'm told that, you know, sorry, we took so long to call. There was a bunch of things going on. You scored a 54 on this test, which, by the way, I have never scored that low on any test in my entire life. We need at least a 70 to be able to offer you the job. Now, what was not explained to me was that 54, like I got everything right that I did, and I only did 54% of the test?
Right. So essentially, it's 100% of what you got done was correct.
Or was 54% of what I did correct? I was never explained to me which one that was. Which if 100% of what I did was correct, because I only completed 54% of the test, okay, I don't feel so bad about that.
Right.
Because that means I still did the best, the very, very best I could.
Yeah.
But I didn't do well enough to get that job.
Well,
but I
of had course, to wait around. Yeah.
I had to wait around 2 freaking weeks just to hear what was going on, with it saying under hiring manager review the entire time. Like, what the hell's happening? What the hell's happening? That was on my birthday that I went and did that. So, you know, fun birthday for me. I was stressed out. And so what happened was I left that and I'm like, okay, this is stressful. I forgot my stuff. I'm going to treat myself. It's my birthday. And on the drive home, there's an area where I could stop and get food at Five Guys, which we talked about that before. I went there for the fries. I loved it for the burger. And so I had the opportunity to get Five Guys. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go get me some Five Guys. Rock and roll.
Yeah.
So.
Oh God.
I go to Five Guys, right?
Okay.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning when I get to Five Guys.
They're not open yet.
They're not open till 11. And I'm just like, this day sucks. This is before I even knew what my score was. I just knew that I'd only done half of the test. So like, crap, I'm already only half the test. And I'm like, this day sucks so much.
Oh so, man, that's
and
that's
the very next
rough.
Day, by the way, the very next day I had to take, I had to be back in the Sacramento area to take the family van in for warranty maintenance on it.
Oh man.
Where it was actually getting the entire rack and pinion steering replaced. So I knew I was going to be sitting all day long at the auto dealership, because it's so far away from my house. I was going to be sitting there all day long waiting for this to be done. And it was about 5-6 hours of sitting there. The upside was, after 5 or 6 hours of sitting there, which, by the way, during which time I was indulging in my new favorite obsession, which I'll get to. We'll get to the obsession in as part of the second half discussion. I left early enough, and I didn't have any lunch or early enough, but still late enough that I was able to that day stop in and get my Five Guys burger and fries. So I did get it. I just didn't get it on my birthday. I got it the day after. And I will add that the day after that, I went to another job interview, and this was an interesting, because it was for a medical group that I had interviewed for a couple of weeks prior. And the same day I had gotten the phone call to go do the test on my birthday, earlier in that day, I had gotten another phone call from another group that said, hey, look, we're calling you, the job you applied for, the position you applied for, which was a kind of just low level position at the entry level position at the medical group.
Yeah.
Dealing with patients, dealing with, you know, front desk stuff, just to get me some experience working with electronic health records, just to get me some experience in the door. In the hopes of moving up. And at my group interview, this is the one I did the group interview for.
Yeah.
I kicked ass at the group interview and I told them, you know, this is my stepping stone in to be able to do what I went to school for. So, you know, that's, well, they said, you know, didn't get this job. We're not going to give you this job. It's like, okay, great. Instead, we sent your resume to our health information department because we think that's where you'd be a better fit with your education, with what you want to do. And I'm like, really? Yeah, they were really impressed. It's not that we sent it. This was the health information department saying, we got your resume. The lady who did your original, really impressed with your interview. And she said, though, that she wasn't sure you'd be a fit here. She thought you'd be more a fit for us. So she sent me your resume. We want to interview you. So I have the test on my birthday. I have the test for the one place, right? Down in Sacramento area.
Right.
The next day, the vehicle's in the shop. The day after that, I have to go up to the Oroville area. Both these are like Sacramento south where I live, Oroville's north where I live.
Yeah.
I get to go to the Oroville area for an interview for that place. So that was a fun week. That was a busy, fun week. That was a week that I was definitely at my wit's end by the end of the week.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Go to that interview. That interview was a really, really good interview. Like, awesome. The job has everything that I want it to be. It'll help me move into the exact position I move into while giving me all the relevant knowledge to do that job even better. Many people who go into the position that I went to school for start at the health information management job, go to school while they're working for health information management to get the credentials I got to then go work in, move up into that. So I already have the credentials. I just need all the experience of working. So that interview goes really, really good. All the schedules that they want to have you do work out, sound like they'd work out good. I'm excited. I feel good about that. They asked me to come in to interview for that position. They liked my resume. They told me, go home formally. And here's the part. You have to go home and formally apply for this position. Because even though you applied for the previous position, we can't actually consider you as a candidate until you are formally applied for this position in our system.
So you have to reapply after you interviewed.
Yes. For that specific position. So I go home and I reapply to that specific position. I just so we're clear, I ate a whole lot of cake that week. There's a cake made for my birthday, my favorite cake, spice cake. And I ate so much spice cake and so many cupcakes that week because I was stressing.
Yeah.
And I've come to learn when I'm stressing, I don't turn to alcohol, I turn to sugar. So if I can control that to some extent, sugar is better than alcohol. At least I can drive after eating half a cake. I can't drive after drinking half a bottle of Jameson. You know what I mean? But it wouldn't be successful.
Technically, it's physically possible. Is it legal? Fuck no. But
no.
And not only that, it's also ridiculously dangerous. Physically, it can be technically done. It does not mean that you would succeed at it.
Technically speaking, I could drive while eating half of a cake. I cannot, cannot and should not drive while drinking half a bottle of Jameson.
Well, technically speaking, let's just do the things that are better. Either one of them could turn out very messy in two different directions, but.
Yes. I can eat soup while I'm driving. So there you go. I'm good. I have talent. Anyway, moving on.
Soup in a bowl with a spoon or soup in a cup that you sip?
Bowl with spoon.
Soup in a bowl with a spoon? Well, you're out of your fucking mind. The most that I will eat in a car is a burger, because you can eat a burger with one hand and still be able to concentrate on driving. You shouldn't, technically speaking. You should not be doing that, but I will confess to the fact that every once in a while I grab a burger, I eat it while I'm on the road sometimes when I've got to get from one place to another.
I did with my Five Guys the day that the car got its work. I was totally eating the car. But anyway, I go home. I do I apply for the position I just interviewed for, which again, the ridiculousness of that is just like, okay. And so I sit and I wait. And she says, I ask, you know, when should I call to find out what's going on? Oh, call back in about, you know, by like this day, you know, call by this day if you haven't heard anything. So I call by that day. Oh no, we're still interviewing people for the position. We don't have any determination yet. Okay. So I should call back next week about this time. Sure. Go ahead. Call back the next week at about that time. They say, at that point, they say, you know what? We still don't know. We're still trying to figure everything out. I still, on the online thing, it says, you know, in review. It still says interview. It's like, you know, we'll call you when we have it. And so now I just sit and wait, because I don't want to call back, because I'm worried that I might be annoying them. But I just sit and wait. And every day I check that thing, and every day it says in review. And every time I see a phone number that I don't recognize calling, I'm like, is it them? Is it them? Are they calling me finally? And they haven't called. I'm afraid to call them back. And it'd be a perfect job. It'd be exactly what I want it to be, exact kind of hours I want it to be. I mean, everything would work perfectly for exactly what I want to do. And with a 5-year plan of being in, with a 5-year plan of being able to do what I want, which is work remotely from home in the job. That is part of what they do there. So, and they know that that's my plan is you hire me. I'm going to work in this position for so much time. Then I'm going to move into the billing and coding. And then I will work in billing and coding long enough that I can, that they'll allow me, because they want you to work in billing and coding for 2 years before they will let you work from home. Great.
Okay.
Working that for 2 years before I can work from home. Then I get to work from home. That's exactly what I want. That's my 5-year plan, is to be doing that. I can do it the time, because I don't have any experience. I don't have a problem putting in the time and experience. I don't expect to work from home immediately when I don't know shit.
Right.
I knew how to do the billing and coding part, but I don't know how the rest of it all works. I don't. I will freely admit that. So let me learn all that stuff. I want to. I'm an investment. I'm somebody you could hire to do this, and then I'll be doing this for the company. And as long as I can work remote, I can work for this company for the next 30 years. I ain't got a problem with that.
Yeah.
Literally. So hire me, damn it. Hire me. Give me the damn job so I can start doing this stuff. And it's like, nope, I get to sit here and wait. And I'm actually at the point of desperation that I have already thought about applying for customer service and retail jobs, just so that I can start working and have current work experience, in the hopes that maybe that helps me get hired somewhere else. Just so I can be making a little bit of money while I keep applying to all the medical places. And then if I get one of the medical jobs, just drop the other one like it's, you know, dog poo or something. Whatever. Point being, I'm at that point of desperation, but I'm still trying to stay strong, still trying to stay with the game.
Good.
And
good.
that is where my new obsession and my new fashion choices have actually come into play to help with a little bit of soup.
Okay.
But we'll talk about those. We're going to take a break now.
Okay.
We're roughly at our break time. When we come back from the break, I know this is a lot of James talking, but Mike will get to comment on the next two things, because my obsession has to do with my graduation present that when I graduated from college, my wife got me an amazing graduation present. I was one of the few times in the entire 21-year span of our relationship that she's actually been able to surprise me with something.
Oh, wow. Because okay.
I don't surprise easily. Normally, I know I'm getting things for me, and I'm not necessarily a huge fan of surprises. She actually surprised me with this, and something with it has become one of my obsessions. And then a random fashion choice has become another kind of almost obsession for me. So we'll talk about those things when we come back from the break. We'll be back in just a moment.
All right.
Hey, friends, this is Mike from the Xennial Chronicles reminding you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Zenchron, spelled X-E-N-C-H-R-O-N, to keep up to date on all things TXC. And please check out our official website, thexennialchronicles.com, or if that's too much to type, zenchron.com. Thanks again for listening, and now back to the show.
And we are back.
Okie dokie.
All right. So, which one would you like me to start with? The gift obsession or the fashion obsession? I'll let you choose.
Well, I am very aware of the fashion obsession. Let's do the gift obsession. No, you know what? Okay. No, let's do the fashion one first. Let's do fashion.
Okay. Let's do the fashion one. I'm gonna give you some backstory on this. All right. So, one of my children is not a fan of wearing clothes.
Is not a fan of what? Sorry, you cut out. Not a fan of what?
Not a fan of wearing shoes.
Oh, I thought, because I swear to God, it almost said he wasn't a fan of werewolves.
And he may not be a fan of werewolves. Don't know. We haven't had a discussion on the topic. He'd probably think they were just giant doggies that he could pet and love.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. He's very friendly to animals.
Well, that's good.
But
I can see him watching an American Werewolf in London. He's just like, puppy man.
Yeah. very possible. But he's not a fan of shoes. It's always been a constant battle to get him to wear any kind of footwear beyond flops. Just does not like wearing shoes.
Okay.
And so I was at one of the local Dollar Generals, a place I really do enjoy shopping because they have a mixture of things that you can buy. Sometimes really good things that are literally only a dollar, as the name suggests, but also things that are a little more expensive but still very reasonably priced. And a great repository for snacks of all type. And if you need to pick something up real quick, you know, can of beans, peanut butter or something, they do have those things at comparable prices to most of your grocery stores.
Okay.
Sometimes even better prices than your grocery store. But they have a few items that are like snack items that you can only find at the Dollar General. One of the things that they also have is, anybody that's listened, knows that I have a disdain for wearing pants. And that's not to say I go around naked. It's to say I prefer wearing shorts. I don't like long pants on. They're too heavy. Fair. They make me feel too hot. I'm a shorts person, right? I mean, can you honestly think of how many times in the last however many years you've really seen me wear pants? I wear shorts.
Yeah, you're a shorts guy.
And most of the shorts I wear are, I don't wear jean shorts because jean is too heavy a material. Most of the shorts I wear are kind of like swim shorts or, those type of shorts. Not tight swim shorts, more like the board short style. They're, you know, to the knee or below, and they're usually made of a, you know, light fabric. They, you know, drawstring instead of like any kind of zipper or button or anything. Drawstring so you can make them as tight or loose as you need to. Part of that has been necessitated by my gigantic belly that makes it difficult to wear anything comfortable except the shorts. And this is part of the reason why I adopted having a purse to carry around for all of my stuff. My tactical purse initially, and then now, I think you recently, when I was in your, last time I came to your job, you got to see my nice new leather one.
Yes.
My leather purse.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Very decorative.
It's actually quite fashionable as well. I will say that it looks good on you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. It's definitely more of a, more of a grown-up fashion statement than my tactical bag was and any of the other ones. It's a little more, you know, high. I can't wear it to my job interviews, though, because while my belt is reversible and it's both black and brown, I do not have a pair of brown shoes. And just piece of advice, fashion advice, your bag should match the color of your shoes, and as should your belt. Which is why I have a belt that's reversible in case I ever had brown shoes. But I don't have brown shoes. My bag is brown. All I have is black shoes. So it's really not fashionable to carry a brown leather bag when you're wearing black leather shoes and a black leather belt. I'm just saying.
Makes
sense. I do understand fashion. I do have an understanding of it. So contrary to what we're going to get into, and Mike will believe with my as having an understanding of fashion, because I don't believe with my new clothing item he feels that I understand at all. I'm sure he we'll see what his commentary is. But I was in the Dollar General and I came across the Dollar General was selling some new shoes, and they weren't so much shoes as they were a knockoff of a major shoe brand that were only like $10 a pair. And I thought, these are not quite shoes, but they're also not just flip-flops. They offer a little bit more protection, a little bit more of a sole to them. And maybe I can convince the kid to wear these. So I bought a pair for the kid. And I thought, you know, I could use some like house shoes. Cause it used to be, I would buy like moccasins or slippers and stuff for house shoes. I'm like, these might be a little bit more robust. Cause I walk through normal house shoe very quickly. Any of the slippers or the moccasins, I walk through those things. Even the moccasins that have like the rubber bottom sole to them, I destroy those. So I think to myself, these might be a little bit more robust. I'm going to try these. So I get myself a pair. And for the heck of it, I'm like, you know, I'll think about maybe, actually I didn't get them yet. So I said, I'll think about maybe some for the wife at some point. And, actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm telling the story wrong. This was the second pair that we got for him.
Oh,
it was the second pair at the Dollar General that we got. The first pair we actually found at Walmart.
Okay.
This is an eclectic child that loves all kinds of things that are not considered traditionally male to love. And one of his favorite colors is pink. So the first set we got him was actually a pink pair of these shoes. And he loved them, but they seemed a little bit small on him. So that's why I got the ones at Dollar General, which ended up being black. I got a pair for myself. They ended up being a little too big. I gave that to my other son and went and got another pair that was more the right size for me. And these are just the $10 Dollar General pair. The ones at Walmart were $10 as well. And I started wearing these around the house with socks on, without socks on, you know, both ways. And I found them to be literally some of the most comfortable things I had ever worn. But they weren't the expensive name brand version. They were the $10 Walmart and Dollar General brand. I don't know if the expensive
name brand would be, there's an expensive brand?
Well, there's the name brand, which is not super expensive, but it's more expensive than $10. The name brand of this, because these ones are not the ones that I got from Walmart, the ones that I got from Dollar General, not name brand. They have no branding to them. They're just this design of shoes. I'm being cryptic because the name brand tells you exactly.
It gives it away. Yeah.
Are. Yeah. I'm being cryptic about that. And I'm going to reveal it in a minute. And so what it came down to was I loved these so much. I wanted to wear at least one pair of the name brand ones to see if the name brand ones were as comfortable, because I've even worn these Dollar General ones out in public. Yes, I've worn the Dollar General ones out in public. And they were super comfortable to walk around the store in. And not really any attention paid to it because, hey, we live in an area where you can go into Walmart and you have, you know, 65-year-old women wearing bikini tops and short shorts in Walmart. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, so that's what sun and gravity does to a body. So, wearing these specific type of shoes isn't going to cause too much of a fuss. Okay.
Okay.
So I convinced the wife to buy me a pair of the brand name, and I went for one of the least expensive pairs, and I went for the color black because that goes with just about everything, even though they have purple ones and red ones and blue ones and green ones and gray with different accent colors. And they have one that looks, it's black and it's got a crackle print on it that looks like lightning. And there's another one that's black that has a print on it that looks like it's lava. And I want those ones really badly, but I wanted to, before I bought those ones, all the ones that were all these different designer ones, I wanted to get just the bare bones, basic black and see what they were like. And so I bought them.
Okay.
And the wife bought them and I started wearing them. And those were the ones I sent you a picture of. And I wish we had a way for people to guess, but here's what it is, people. The shoes I'm talking about, They make me into more of a meme than I have ever been before. Oh, and I'm the purse wearing, fedora having, because I do, I have a fedora. I do wear it in public. I have worn it multiple times in public. Now keep in mind, I've been wearing a fedora since 1997. Yes, that throws me even more into the hipster category. And I used to have the big beard. Now I have the more tailored beard where it comes down from the sideburns and then around the chin line and then to the goatee, because that's what I'm shaved into right now. So I am a walking hipster style meme. However, again, I existed this way before hipsters even existed, which is the most hipster thing I could possibly
Shut
say,
up.
Right? Right?
Stop it.
I also vape, used to smoke a pipe and cigars. Okay. There's and I drink real cappuccino, like actual cappuccinos. I mean, there's no more I could be of this. I am the epitome of this. And yet I'm not, because I've always been this way. And yet that makes me sound even more like this.
I think you're a vegan in denial.
No.
The only reason why I say that is because you can't fucking shut up about all the things that you're doing.
I get that. I thought you were talking about the whole meat thing. And I'm like, no, I'll kill the cow and eat it right there.
No. Yeah, definitely. Understood there. But I'm talking about like, it's the, you know, exactly. Don't worry. They'll tell you. Yeah. That's what you're doing right now. Oh my God. You're doing that.
I'm all those things. And I just...
By the way, I'm not trying to be discriminated against, like, actual vegans. I know plenty of them, and they're not, like, the stereotypical vegan, but you're giving... It's the closest equivalent that I can find to what you're saying.
I know.
It's driving me fucking nuts. Worse,
it's all these things.
Worse than these goddamn shoes.
Well, in some people's eyes, I may have put the cap on it by getting the shoes, and the shoes are... Crocs.
Crocs.
I have Crocs.
He bought Crocs.
In fact, I'm wearing
the
Dollar
jerseys
General.
And flame shirts. You have a fedora hat, or is it a trilby?
I believe mine is actually a trilby.
Okay. You have a trilby hat. You wear now the satchel. I'm really like, see, you have a use for the satchel. There's an excuse for the satchel, but the entire thing. And then to top that shit off with Crocs.
Yeah. Well, now, hold on. I will add that I won't.
Do you have flames on your sunglasses, too?
Not anymore.
Are you Guy Fieri incognito? Are you an extra on Jurassic Park?
First of all, it's funny that you would. I've been compared to Guy many different times, especially with all the old shirts that I had that were the button up bowling style shirts with the flames and stuff on it. I've been compared to him multiple times. Keep in mind, I would never wear the hat with like my jerseys, or the hat would definitely go with the button up shirts with the flames, because that is an appropriate fashion choice. But like even my it doesn't always go with all the comic book shirts that I wear and the comic book and geek culture shirts that I wear, which again falls all into those categories. But it's almost like I took all these different pieces and mishmashed them into one thing, and it's like it's both a horror show and yet at the same time that fits right for James.
Okay,
that
and I will works. I will somewhat preface this, okay, with what's going on with me. I jumped off the fashion train like fucking 20 years ago. I have been when I consciously designed my facial hair, I have been doing it the same way since I got out of high school. Like, it's been the same since 2001. And I understand that.
And literally, for people who don't know, Mike wears jeans and, like, a band t-shirt, like, always, basically.
Yep. Jeans, band t-shirt, and mainly ball cap or beanie. And when I have the opportunity to wear sweatshirts, I will wear them. Zip-up sweatshirts.
Yes.
That is my zip-up hoodies is my jam. I will wear them in fucking August if it's cold enough. I don't care.
Admittedly, I wear more baseball caps than I wear any other caps, but I always wear a hat of some type. And for me to wear unusual hats is not a thing that's out of the norm at all.
It's not not the individual pieces that are the issue, it's the package. It's the whole thing put together. That's what makes it strange. And we're looking like The funny part is I know you've got the earrings, you have the hipster beard and the tattoos. It adds to the ensemble, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And what's the thing about it that is most interesting to me is I am so not doing any of it to be a part of any scene.
No, you just happen literally to fall into it on accident.
I fall into all of these scenes as accidental. I am not your craft beer IPA guy. Especially IPAs. Screw that stuff. Craft beer, maybe I'll try it, especially if you made it. I'm going to try it just because you made it. And, you know, try to, you know, hey,
it's worth a shot.
Good. Yeah. I will tell you how good it is. But, like, you made that shit? Sure, let me try it. But, like, I'm not the guy who's going to go to the bar and only order some kind of craft beer or the IPA. I will be the guy that goes and orders a Guinness, though, so there's another category that I
fall
into.
Well, okay, I think Guinness kind of fell out. Yeah, Guinness kind of fell out. People sticking with Guinness after it stopped getting popular, see, that's the thing you got to be aware about. It's not as hipster to stick with something after the trend is gone. It's hipster to be into it before the trend started. So if you stick with it afterwards, though, see, that's the thing. That's not really that big of a deal. That just means you're sticking with something that you actually like, and you're not being all about something before it's popular. That's a whole different ballgame. The hat that I wear,
the first fedora style hat that I bought was back in 1997. I bought it over the summer. I wore it my entire senior year of school.
Yeah.
Got made fun of a whole bunch for it. I was called Pimp Daddy the whole year for wearing that hat.
That's fantastic.
But that hat, I wore it no matter what I was wearing that year. I wore that thing the year. For the year after that, when you first met me, that was
you were wearing that hat before. Yeah, I remember that. No, I got sick of people that were like, I got sick of raver kids that were taking those hats and then throwing little cheap rings in them and shit. Like,
yeah,
on one side of the bill, like it was like I don't know what the fuck that was about. Because I knew that they picked that up at Hot Topic cheap for $10 and they've been holding on to it for like 6 months and now it's all ratty and nasty and gross. And there are certain types, it's the people that kind of try to stick with that as if it's some kind of a fashion choice where, and don't get me wrong, some of them, sometimes they are. And if you're going to do something like that, though, spring for the fucking good hat. If you're going to do that,
do so. Yeah. I mean, the one I have is about a $50 hat.
Right. And exactly.
It's the second one of those styles of hats that I've had in my life. And I mean, I love wearing it. I do like wearing the hat, but sometimes I'm a little awkward about wearing it because of the image it now promotes wearing it. There's a certain group that wear that. Especially the larger guys that wear that hat, there's a certain image that comes around with it.
Yeah.
But I don't like that. I don't like that image that comes around with it. But this kind of version of me really has not changed over the last 20 some odd years.
Except for fucking Crocs. I've never seen you in Crocs.
I have never had the Crocs, admittedly. The skate style shoes have been more of what I've worn because of the comfort. Recently, it's been more tennis shoes because I need the arch support. Brightly colored shoes is definitely a thing for me. I mean, okay, me wearing purple shoes is not out of the ordinary. I have a nice pair of red shoes. They are they're K-Swiss brand, but I didn't buy them because they were K-Swiss. I bought them because they were leather and red, and they're freaking awesome.
Oh my god, red leather shoes. I get that. But here's the part that breaks me, okay? It's not just the fact that you got the Crocs to add to. It's socks and Crocs.
I tried wearing
it's like,
them.
It's like having Birkenstock sandals and put socks and sandals. Fuck socks and sandals.
No, it's terrible.
My feet sweat
too much to be able to be in a rubber shoe. Then why the fuck do you have them
and just get a pair of tennis shoes?
Because they're actually really, really comfortable. Even with the socks, they're super comfortable. I did not think they would be.
They're foam shoes.
No, they're not. They're rubber. They're foam rubber shoes. They are actually comfortable. I know this sounds.
I had a roommate that rocked Crocs all the time. She used to wear Crocs all the fucking time.
Yeah.
You remember who that is?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. My roommate Barbie. She used to wear Crocs all the time. I think she actually still does. And I mean, it didn't particularly bug me then, but it seemed
I like her even more now than I do.
And I will tell you this, I am not trying to say that I have made incredible fashion choices. I definitely have not. I've stuck with the tried and true jeans and t-shirt forever. And even then, I tried to expand outside of that space a little bit, and I switched my ball cap with like a Newsies cap for a little while, and it didn't fucking work. And I tried to make it work, and it didn't.
I wear a Newsie cap occasionally.
I can't. A Newsie cap doesn't fit with my face and my body type. It just doesn't work.
It works okay for me.
It doesn't work.
Works okay for me. It works better for our announcer Scott guy.
He rocks the shit out of a Newsie cap.
The Newsie cap is perfect with him.
Yeah, it fits with him. Actually, he didn't have much of a beard back in the day. He grew the beard out. He put on the Newsie cap, and it fucking fits.
Perfect.
Yeah, it totally fits. Perfect. I will give him full credit where credit's due with the cap.
And again, it just doesn't work for me. I can somewhat do the Newsie cap. It's not as good as the ball cap, and doesn't seem as natural to me as the more dressy style cap, the actual hat, the triple layer fedora style hats. I just feel more appropriate, but I've been wearing one for over half of my life, and it feels like an appropriate hat for me to wear.
I can understand that. However, you wouldn't catch me dead in a pair of Crocs. It's not about whether or not they're comfortable. And I don't get it. They're not for me, but like I said, it's the combination of everything.
I know. And believe me, I thought about it when I got the ones for the house, and I bought the ones to wear at home, because again, the son seemed to like them. So I was giving the $10 pair a try to see if it would be something that would work here at home. And even when I wore house shoes, I had to wear socks. I can't put a shoe on of any type without socks, slippers, whatever. I need to have socks on. I just have this thing about my bare feet being in things that bothers me. So they have to be in socks to do it. Admittedly, because the Croc shows off a little more, I do like to wear my character socks, because I do wear character socks. I have Star Wars socks. I have DC socks. I have Marvel socks. Yes, they have designs and characters on them. Yes, they're ankle socks that have the designs and characters. Plus, you've seen me wear the socks all the way up to my knee, the full length calf socks that are Argyle socks or have characters or designs or things on them. I have some Stormtrooper ones.
Yeah.
I have some ones with skulls on them. I have different Argyle ones that I wear. So I go outlandish anyway. I mean, I went to the day that I did the work on the car. I took the car to do work. I wore a blue pair of shorts. Okay.
Yep.
Blue shorts, red shirt. I think it was my red Goonies shirt. It might have been my red Goonies or my red D&D shirt. So blue shorts, red shirt. I wore a red and blue Captain America baseball cap.
Oh, see, you put the whole thing together.
I wore blue socks and I wore my cool red shoes.
It was just basically you put the whole thing together. That's coordination.
Exactly. So, but I coordinate the stuff color wise. I make things work, but I do combine weird shit and put shit together for, if anything can be said, James looks unique. James is somebody you're going to pick out of a crowd because he always dresses like James. When you see me dressed, it's James.
And fair.
And so I got the cheap Crocs for myself. I actually got two pair for the wife. She loved them. She loved the ones to walk around the house in. There was one pair that I got for her to walk around the house in, another pair that's kind of got a tie-dye design that she actually wears out and about shopping and whatnot. Because for her, like, my favorite color is clear, and then, you know, black, gray, and purple. And yes, clear is a color. If you don't think clear is a color, go grab a glass out of your cabinet and tell me what color the glass is. And it's fucking clear, because clear is a color. And clear, it goes with everything.
Clear is a state.
Clear is a color.
Just no, it's not. It's like saying black is a color. Black is an object. Black is the absence of all color.
Black is still a color, and you're never going to get me to concede on this argument. Anyway.
Well, you can ask what color it is and say black. You can also ask what color it is and say clear, but you could also say, what does it look like? Is a window a color, James?
Yes, it's clear.
That's not a fucking window. Color.
You can have a colored window.
What's you can have a colored window or a clear window. You do not have a clear colored window.
If you're describing stained glass to somebody, you're going to describe all the different colors in it. It's still clear. The clear is the definition of it, and
that's translucent.
Still, no, it's transparent. Actually, translucent is something different. But I'm not gonna concede on this. You can argue till you're blue in the face. I'm still gonna believe this. This is one of those things that whether it's true or not, I'm gonna believe it forever. Point being, my
argue
wife's
until
favorite,
I'm clear in the face.
Exactly. That could be funny. anyway, point being, my wife's favorite color is rainbow. And she'll tell you that her favorite color is rainbow.
But that's just a bunch of different colors.
Exactly. That's her favorite color.
Isn't that more of a collection or a theme?
Still doesn't matter. Her favorite color is rainbow. And these specific cheap Crocs have kind of a rainbow tie-dye type design, which she loves tie-dye stuff anyway. So it was like a perfect mix for her to get to try. But again, I was wearing the cheap ones. They were super comfortable. And I said, let's buy a fairly inexpensive pair of the name brands, the real Crocs, and see if they're just as comfortable, especially because they do come in all these different colors. And this has been a problem for me for years. It's not something I necessarily discuss until we start getting into the nitty gritty of things, like talking about what if I was a millionaire and, you know, won the lottery. And we've talked about what we do with our, you know, with my $1 million home, how I'd have my own separate toilet that nobody else could ever use. Maybe I have thumbprint ID, so I'm the only person that could ever open it to be able to sit on that toilet, because it's going to be my freaking toilet. And I'd build, you know, the giant house and all these different things. Well, one of the things that I would do is I would actually get my whatever my favorite shoe is, whatever the best shoe that I can find is, I would try to get one in every single possible color there could be. And if they didn't make it in that color, I would contact the manufacturer and get them to make it in that color. So that with every different t-shirt or short combination that I wear, I could have a different color shoe that matches to the what I'm wearing. So I'm wearing a green shirt like yesterday. Yesterday I was out and I was wearing my green, my new green Legend of Zelda shirt. First time I've ever bought a Legend of anything to do with Legend of Zelda series, because I am actively attempting to play a Legend of Zelda game.
Oh, that's great.
So I bought a Legend of Zelda shirt.
Yeah.
I'm not doing well at the Legend of Zelda game yet, but I bought the shirt and it was cheap. It was only like
just takes time.
It was on a clearance rack, but it's a bright green shirt, right? Bright green. It would have been really nice if I had a pair of green shoes to go with it, but I don't have a pair of green shoes because it's really hard for men to find green shoes. Women can find green shoes all over the place. Men, a lot more difficult to find green shoes, a lot more difficult to find bright blue shoes or bright red shoes or bright purple shoes. The purple shoes that I have, I hold on to and I only wear like two or three times a year because the company doesn't even make these shoes anymore. It's impossible to find them. And if you do find them somewhere, the ones I have are actually two sizes too big for me, so I have the toe stuffed with tissue paper so that I can actually wear the damn things, because those are the only ones that I could find of that shoe when the ones I had previous to it died and were destroyed because I wore them too much. And so my purple shoes are actually two sizes too big for me, and yet I still wear them because they're the only purple shoes that I have been able to find.
Purple
is one of my favorite colors. I love these shoes.
Right.
I mean I absolutely love these shoes. So when I was wearing these and started looking into them, all the different color availabilities, because it's a rubber product, the Crocs are rubber shoes, they can make them in basically every color combination you could possibly think of. All kinds of different color combinations. And I'm thinking to myself, I can have all these colors of shoes. If these are comfortable shoes, it doesn't matter the design, I can get all the colors I want. And so I bought the ones I bought were only like $30. They were inexpensive. They were more expensive than the $10 ones I bought at Walmart and the Dollar General, but they were only $30 for the pair of black Crocs that I bought.
Okay.
And they had, you know, they have the slightly thicker sole, the white rubber kind of around the sole, make it look like an old school tennis shoe type sole, white rubber, and then a black stripe along it. And I got them, put them on, started walking around. Be damned if they weren't even more comfortable to wear than the ones I got from the Dollar General. Because, of course, they're the real thing. They were super comfortable. Now, I will admit, not everybody's going to find them as comfortable as I did. Each person has their own shoes that they love and things that they swear by. For years, I swore by Vans until they started narrowing the shoe, and then I can't wear the newer Vans because they're all too narrow. I have a pair of Skechers that have the memory foam in them, and it's like walking on freaking clouds. The K-Swiss shoes that I have are comfortable. I have a pair of New Balance. I mean, there's another group I fit into. I'm a dad wearing New Balance shoes, you know? And those are actually fairly comfortable shoes. I've worn Nikes in the past. I've worn Reeboks in the past. I've had a plethora of shoes that I have tried at different points. My least favorite were the Airwalks. I hated Airwalk shoes. Those are god awful. I even wore a pair of Converse for your wedding as the only pair of Converse I ever wore. We'll never buy Converse again. Those things are awful.
Oh man, I love my Chucks.
Exactly. And see, that's the thing, is each person has their own different thing of what's their comfort for their feet, because each foot is different. It's the same thing with like
underwear. You don't have flat feet, do you?
No, I have an arch.
Okay. And I do not, and that's why Cons work so well for me.
I want to admit, The Crocs actually have arch support in them. They have arch support.
Okay, I will give them that. That is interesting.
And wearing them around, yes, the pair I got was a little tight with the socks. They'd be less tight without the socks. But again, I can't deal with wearing my feet sweat too much, so I'd be sliding around too much in the shoe. No matter what kind of shoe it is, that's my problem, is my feet sweat so much that my foot will slide in the bottom of the shoe. Because it doesn't matter what the sole, what the interior of the shoe is, it's too slippery. My feet will either stick to it or slide around too much.
Okay. So I can't. Okay.
That's why I don't like wearing flip flops at all. I'm not comfortable at all with flip flops ever. So I have to have socks. And I wear socks all the time. I wear shoes all day long. I don't walk around my house without shoes on. Like people walk around barefoot or just with socks or whatnot. I get up in the morning. I check my weight, and then I put shoes on. I can't walk around my house without shoes on. I always have to have shoes on.
Okay.
It's just kind of one of my things. And so having comfortable footwear that's easy to get on and off is important to me. And be damned if the Crocs aren't super comfortable. And so I fully intend over the next year or so to start buying more Crocs and all the various colors that I want them to buy. Cause then I'll get all the colors that are my wife's favorite colors. Cause I'll get the whole rainbow. But I want them to be in all the colors that will match all the clothes that I'm going to wear. Cause I gotta say, I love them. They're comfortable. I'm not wearing them to be ironic. I'm not wearing them to fit into some part of a group. I am definitely not a vegan or a vegetarian or a hippie or any of the other things you might associate with people who wear Crocs. I am none of those things. Yes, I eat healthier, but again, I'm still eating animals and enjoying it. I believe PETA stands for people eating tasty animals, not the other thing it stands for. So sorry, PETA, if you don't like it. Maybe we'll get in trouble for that. Maybe we'll use, I don't know. Simple fact is I'm not doing it to fall into any group. I'm doing it because literally I tried out some dollar store, not really dollar store as much, but for some $10 cheap ass knockoff Crocs, I tried them. They were comfortable. I tried the real thing. They're even more comfortable. And I can say I was resistant. I didn't want to be the guy that suddenly started wearing Crocs when I turned 41. Because that's, you know, red flags there. And yet I am, because they really, really are comfortable.
Fuck.
I can say that completely.
Dude, there's no turning back now.
I know.
There's no turning back. You're doomed for the rest of your life.
I'm going to fully embrace it. And in fact, I have embraced it. I fully embraced it, not just the wearing of them there, but I've embraced it.
Is this your midlife crisis? Everybody gets like midlife crisis. They get the expensive car or the lifestyle change. Like
James goes out and buys... James goes out and buys every color of Crocs possible. That's my lifestyle. I mean, honestly, if that's all my wife has to deal with for a midlife crisis, she should be happy. She'd be like, yeah, sure. Like $500 in Crocs so that he has every color he could possibly want. We can deal with that. We can totally deal with that.
Oh my God. This is insanity.
It could be worse.
There could be a lot worse going down. Again,
It's one of those things that I openly embrace because I don't have things that I consider guilty pleasures. If I like something, I like something. And, even if it's not something that even if it paints me in a certain way, I like these things. And I gotta say, I like the shoes. They're comfortable. I'm not doing it to fit in. I'm not doing it to be anything other than they're comfortable and I like them. But I knew it would rile you up, and that's why I sent you the picture just kind of out of the blue. I knew it would get you riled because I knew you'd be like, "Oh my
it
god,
did.
You can't
it,
be doing
it,
this."
It hit me. It got me. It triggered.
And again, I couldn't believe I was either. I just set out to do. It's what happened. Funny enough, Walmart and Dollar General are actually being sued by Crocs right now for
bootlegging Crocs.
For producing these fake versions. Yeah, Walmart and Dollar General, Crocs is like, no, you can't sell fake versions of our shoes. These are our type of shoes. You made exact copies of our shoes and are trying to sell them. You can't do that. So they're actually being sued for it right now, which I think is completely hilarious. Like, hey, Crocs, I can say at least one person tried the cheaper version and liked them and then went to try your version and realized your version was better. So you got one customer as a result of this. I mean, it's only one, but hey, I am James. That's important. And I'm going to buy so many of them in so many different colors. And I will. And I'll rock them and I won't care. Just like I didn't care when I started carrying my purse. I don't even care calling it a purse because it's a purse. It's what it is. And I'm happy for it. It does everything I need it to. And it doesn't pull my shorts off of me. But again, this is me. I don't fit into those into all the categories to be eccentric. I used to go around. Do you remember the jester hat I used to wear? The black and maroon jester hat I used to wear?
I mean, I don't think I ever saw. No, I don't think you did. You're talking about it like Blockbuster?
Yeah.
Did you
see me when I was doing the
active seller stuff?
The what?
Were you the active seller?
I was the MC. Yeah. when I did that, I actually wore a top hat and a suit coat. a brightly colored suit coat. It was like velour.
You know what?
Like
that was red, after, or that was before I showed up at that store.
I remember
you telling me about that, but that was before I showed up at that store.
Yeah. No, it was blue. I think it was blue. I don't remember the exact color. But yeah, I was carrying around a bamboo cane and wearing a top hat. And yeah, I was going nuts. I'm a theater guy, though. None of these things faze us. And to think about it, wearing Crocs is totally appropriate for a theater person. Totally appropriate. So, you know, whatever. But we've spent so much time talking about this, I will have to give you a shortened version of my other obsession that has to do with my graduation presents. So are you good with the Crocs discussion? Can we let it go? Can you accept me still? Can we still be friends?
I mean, we could still be friends, but I'm still going to hate those fucking shoes.
That's all right. You can hate them as much as you want to.
Like I said, I don't legitimately actually like rip anybody for that. It's just, like I said, the Crocs in and of themselves are not a big deal. As a matter of fact, I've seen them make sense for many people, and you know, good on you for going about it. Again, it's not for me, but that doesn't mean that it's something that I am legitimately going to rip on somebody about. That's completely by the wayside. Okay, it really isn't so like that.
It's, and I'm gonna get what you're saying, where it's the combination of things. But I do want you to think how I feel, that all these combinations of things that over 20 years I've added the bits and pieces because they've all felt good and right to me, and I've kept them. I've kept all these bits and pieces. Not like I just had them for a short period of time.
No, you when you commit yourself to something, you're committed for life, man.
I've kept all these bits and pieces, but when you put these bits and pieces together in one person doing this stuff, I fall into all these different categories of things that are like all these different labels and stereotypes. It's like, shit. Damn it, I don't want to be a part of all these stereotypes. Just because of these things that I like. I have my own stereotypes that I definitely do fall into, don't get me wrong. But these other ones, like, I'm not those people, but like, because I do these things, I guess I am in some way. Shit. So, anyway. So the other thing, the other major obsession I have really has to do with my graduation gift. And my wife very lovingly decided for my graduation gift, she was going to get me a Switch Lite, the handheld Nintendo Switch, which is amazing. First of all, that she was able to put together the whole scenario to get it, but that just that she thought that I would want that type of thing, which, funny enough, I'd been thinking about it for a couple of months wanting to get one because there were game options that I would have loved to have had handheld, and I kind of love handheld gaming. I really do. I'm still sad that I don't have a PS Vita. It's the only real like major handheld system I've never gotten, that and like the old Sega Game Gear. But I have like I have an original Game Boy. I actually have three original Game Boys. One is the I have two original Game Boys. One is an all black original Game Boy. So it's when
nice.
They come out with the
yeah
with
yeah the yeah first, with the green screen and all that.
First, yeah, when the, but the first time they came out with the case as being some color. Other
yeah,
than
the different
the,
colors,
the gray. So it's it's an original. Green screen Game Boy that's black outside color. Nice. I have one that is clear, because that is the color that it is. It's clear. And then I have a couple of Game Boy colors when they actually had not just what the Game Boy color is, the difference for people who don't know the difference. It's the first time they actually had a color screen. They were a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
And
we got
and
one.
Came in multiple colors. I have the, I don't have the, what was it, the SP that was kind of like the in-between?
Well, there's the Game Boy Advance, which is the one that was more horizontal than vertical, and then the SP, so which the, I have, that's sorry, the one that
it's the,
clipped
it's
shut.
The Advance I don't have. It's the Advance yeah. I don't have. I do have the SP that folds in half.
Yep.
Right? Yeah, I have the SP, and then I have the original DS.
Okay.
And then a 3DS.
Yes.
And then I have two different PSPs. One that has a whole bunch of it's been modded.
Yeah, I was gonna say you modded it. It's soft modded, so it's got a bunch of stuff on it.
I didn't. I bought it that way. And then so there's one that's modded, and then one that's
One that's stock.
So I have,
yeah,
yeah, one that's stock that I've downloaded a few games from the PlayStation Network on.
Yeah.
So the only major one I don't have, like I said, I don't say. Don't have a PS Vita, but there's no point in getting the Vita because there's not enough games to make the Vita interesting and worth it really, because I've looked into it for like years. I've
well, Sony
one
is
years.
Dropping support for the PS Vita and the PSP here in the next month or so, I think, is what it was. I think they're dropping it in September or August.
It doesn't matter.
I can't remember. It could be this month.
I still have all the games that that I need to have on them. So
yeah.
But I have all that stuff, and I have, you know, many games on all the systems, but it was nice that she thought that I would want the Switch Lite. And again, I had thought about having it because there were many games to play. And so she got it for me, and she got me a few games for it. And the two games she got me for it was Breath of the Wild and she got me Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
And she got me Animal Crossing because, you know, she plays Animal Crossing and I could start my own island and I could do all these things on there.
Yeah.
And we could go back and forth to each other's islands. And I'm like, okay, it's a stupid farming style game. I'm interested in that. I'll try this Breath of the Wild out. It's supposed to be its own different thing. And I tried Breath of the Wild and I got, for my birthday. Yes. We're so far removed from this. We're so far removed. I'm still going to give you shit about the birthday thing. For my birthday, people got me some Nintendo cards so that I could get some games and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I downloaded the old Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance from the GameCube.
Nice.
That version came back out, and I played that game so many times on the GameCube. My wife and I played that game together so many times on the GameCube. So I downloaded that as quickly as possible. And then I downloaded Diablo 3. Which is one of my favorite games of all time, period. And I'm like, handheld Diablo 3, that's why I wanted the Switch. Because I could take Diablo 3 with me anywhere. It's so awesome. And we already have Podracer downloaded on the home Switch. Because we have the normal Switch for the down in the living room. As it was my wife's Christmas present. And we had downloaded Episode 1 Podracer onto that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's Podracer. You gotta have Podracer. It's one of my favorite games ever. Mm-hmm. I haven't paid for it on my Lite yet, but so I downloaded these games. I got Diablo 3, Breath of the Wild. I ended up getting Mario Tennis when it first came out because I love the Mario Tennis, especially because the original Mario Tennis game way back when was the first introduction of Waluigi, who is my favorite Mario character, who's the one I use for everything. I always use Waluigi if he's a whatever game it is, if it's Mario Party.
You know what?
Mario
has a very tennis, large golf. Cult following.
Yeah, Waluigi's my dude.
Yeah.
Waluigi's
people
my
are
dude.
Still pissed he's only a trophy in Smash or an assist. He's only an assist in Smash, and they've been asking for him as a legit character forever.
He needs to be.
Needs yeah, to people be. Fucking hate that Waluigi is not a real character.
Waluigi's a shit.
Yeah.
And if I can't play Waluigi, I'll play somebody else, but like, seriously, in Mario Party or no Mario Kart, Waluigi owns all the records on all the tracks because it's me driving Waluigi and I'm badass on Mario Kart. Literally, I own all the records here in the house. My son hates it when it's Mario Kart night and it's like, you want Dad to play? No, Dad's not playing. Dad cheats. No, I don't. I'm just bad. But anyway, I got these other games. I got Borderlands, the whole Borderlands series. I got Mortal Kombat 11 as a download cheap.
Nice.
Because I'm like, Mortal Kombat, cool. I can play Mortal Kombat on the Switch.
Oh, man. They changed up the way Mortal Kombat is, too. And it's so, very different, but it's so solid as a fighting game engine now.
So I was like,
and the story is fucking amazing. And the voice acting and everything, it's awesome. I think you're going to dig it. It's very Injustice-y.
That's cool. I like Injustice. So I, you know, and there's other game stuff happening. I'm glad for this. And I, you know, I get my character set up in Diablo. I start playing the Baldur's Gate. And all right, I start this stupid Animal Crossing thing. I start running whatever. Start doing stuff. So what? I gotta shake the trees and okay,
dig
I get
around,
branches so I can,
break the rocks.
I get branches so I can build like the a cheesy net so that I don't get stung by the freaking hornets when I'm shaking the trees. And I can do this and I can do that. And then like I keep doing this and keep doing
that.
And I see my wife gets renewed into doing it, and I see some of the things she's doing. I'm like, okay, why is it doing it this way? So what do I hold on? I start looking things up on the internet on how, you know, what to do with this, how to make this happen. The pirate guy comes, the fox guy, Red, he comes by and he's offering paintings and whatnot. But like,
oh, that's right.
You buy the painting, but it's a fake. And I'm like, there's got to be something online for this. Boom, there is. It tells you exactly what to look for to find the real paintings and the fake paintings. And I'm finding out all these things, how you get your star rating up, how you get more people to live in the place.
Have you seen the haunted paintings?
Yes, I've seen the haunted paintings. All the things you need to do this and do that, and how to get KK to come to your island and do his concerts. And then when KK comes to your island and does the concert, how you get him to play a song that you like and then be able to get that song after he's done playing.
Yep.
What rating you need to get to, how you need to do this, how you need to do that. How do you catch a marlin? You know, all these different things. And suddenly, I'm doing all these things and the wife is coming and checking out my island to share stuff and give me stuff. And she's like, you did this and you did this and you did this. How did you do that? Oh, cause once you get to this point, you get the island editor and you can start, you know, changing the river, the flow of the rivers, make more rivers, change the, you know, the cliffs. You can lay down paths and whatnot. Cause how'd you lay that path down? Well, you know, like some people just do like just the single stone, you know, the single path thing, but I have it alternating. So it's like, there's the gray stone and kind of the yellow stone. And so I'm alternating them. So it looks like little papers as opposed to, she's like, what's this area over here? Oh, okay. So this is like the gym area. And then over here is the arcade. And then right next to the gym area, there's a, you know, there's wrestling boxing ring right there. I have it set up for an outdoor concert venue. And she's like, what? And there's like lights in the floor in front of each microphone, or behind each microphone, so you could stand on the lights basically where you're at the microphones. And there's, you know, two guitars on one side and a guitar and a bass on the other side, and amps and effects racks, and I'm just waiting to find a drum set somewhere. And you know, I have this other area that's like a Narnia forest. I put a lamppost out in the middle of the woods, and up on this hill, there's a stone table, and, you know, all this various stuff. And then my house is up on the top of the topmost hill. And yeah, and she's just like, so this has become your obsession. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah,
you've got like Baldur's Gate and Diablo and Mortal Kombat and Breath of the Wild. And I've fucking around even Animal Crossing. Them. Yeah.
I play Animal Crossing for like 4 hours every day right now. But like, it's awesome because like each day with how many pumpkins I've planted and what my pumpkin situation is, I make like 120,000 bells each day just on selling my pumpkins. Just selling my pumpkins.
That's fucking great.
I've only been playing for like 45 days. I already have all the rooms in my house. KK's already been to the town like a couple of times. I have 10 villagers, you know, in the island, and 10 residents, whatever. And I have a 4-star rating. It's almost impossible to get the 5-star rating. You basically have to follow very, very stringent guidelines to get the 5-star rating.
Yeah.
But like, I have a stone island that just has stone stuff on it. And then I have, like I said, I have an arcade set up. I have a play area. I have a workout that's right by a lake with an idol's head in the middle of it. I have warp pipes, because they introduced Mario warp pipes into the thing, where if you put like two warp pipes, you warp from one to the other. But if you put multiple warp pipes, it'll just start popping you out at whatever pipe it wants to. It's fucking cool. But I have two warp pipes on either side of my island, and they're hidden behind two different colored phone booths. So it looks like you're jumping into the top of the phone booth, and it's transporting you to the other side of the island with the other phone booth.
Oh, man.
So it's kind of got a TARDIS-y kind of Doctor Who reference-y thing. I have a closet full of clothes, and here's the funny part. My dude even has I recently got a full pirate beard for him, and then a beard similar to what I am actually rocking in real life. He does have flame t-shirts. He has multicolored shoes, including just recently, in fact, yesterday there were on the wife's island, there were Crocs for sale, basically.
Oh,
type shoes, and I bought every color.
Wow.
My character bought every color, plus he bought three monocles. And yeah, I have so many different suits to dress up in. It's not even funny. I dress the dude up all over the place. It has become my literal obsession. And I'm again not ashamed by it whatsoever. I absolutely love this game. I'm having so much fun doing it. I can't wait for the people who made it to finally come up with some updates for it that fans have been demanding, because apparently there were some updates promised and the updates have never come. I'm waiting, hopefully, that I got in at just the right time to get the updates. But like, I even caught the star fragments from Shooting Stars.
Wow. I've
been paying that close attention to this game.
Wow.
Those are
rare too. They take a long time.
They
take
do.
About as and long I, as the Breath of the Wild star fragments.
This is the, yeah, I was, I'm, I mean, I'm those doing are ridiculous. Everything. I'm doing everything scripted that you're supposed to do in this game to try to beat it down. And oh, it's so much fun. I love it. I need to find a drum set. I need to get a drum set. Anybody listening, if you're playing Animal Crossing and you have a drum set, I need the drum set. I even found a saxophone the other day, tossed it in on stage. I got a saxophone. Yeah, I got a marimba.
I would say leave a comment, get a hold of us so that you can coordinate. There are yes. ways to share islands and share items. So
yes.
I'm sure if and you're actually, playing Animal you, Crossing, you already know that.
Once you buy an item, you can go back and buy it too. And yeah. so if you've once it's in your inventory, you can go back and buy it. So if you get something in your inventory, you can give it to a friend and then you can just go buy another version of it. Or you can sell it to a friend. You can give it to them. They can give you bells for it. Bells are the currency exchange in the game. And then you can go just buy it again. Because once it's been in your inventory, you can purchase it and have it the next day. So yeah, so much of an obsession for me. I absolutely love it. I did on your recommendation, since I know you've played this game, on your recommendation, KK was at the island last night. So I yeah. did I did request KK Metal.
Yeah.
And I was not disappointed.
Isn't it awesome? I was really blown out by how it's written and everything. It was so good. Yeah, that's the one that's played on repeat in my house.
I told the wife that I would not mind having a playlist for the car that's just KK songs.
Oh, that's great.
Because like, even if you don't have the words, the music's still really good music.
And yeah.
So it's just like, yes, this has become my obsession. I am a full-on Crossing fanatic. And will continue to be so. I am hooked at this point.
I can understand that entirely. I totally get people getting into that. It's a hell of a lot better of a decision than Crocs.
I agree. agree to disagree, sir. I think they go one and the same. I think a 41-year-old saying he's crossing while wearing Crocs, you kind of look and go, "Yep, that's about right."
So I think, God I think, damn, I think, we are ridiculous
actually,
now.
I think it all actually works together. Hey, man, I've got to embrace this as much as I possibly can. I've always been a little bit weird. I've kept some of it in. I'm tired of keeping it all in. I'm going to keep in what I have to for me to get a job and do work. But, you know,
dude, rock it.
I'm going to try to have as much fun with it as I possibly can.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely.
So those are my new obsessions. One Mike approves of, one Mike doesn't. Doesn't matter because he can't remember my birthday, so I'm just going to do what I want to anyway. Maybe you'll remember it next year, and if you do, I tell you what, we're gonna make a pact here, okay?
What's that?
We're gonna make a pact here.
What's that?
It's almost like it's a challenge for you in a way.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I challenge you to remember my birthday next year. And okay. make sure to wish me a happy birthday on my birthday.
Yeah.
And if you don't, normally I don't ask for gifts on my birthday, but if you don't remember, if you miss it, you will, I will then ask for you to buy me a gift.
That's fair.
And the gift I want is a new pair of Crocs.
Oh, fuck you. God. Oh, that's.
Will you accept this challenge?
You know what? Yeah, I will.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I will.
Just so you know, I'm shutting my phone off on my birthday this next year. I will totally shut my phone off. Have Sarah shut hers off too.
Okay, look, hold on. Hold the fucking phone here. 1 second. That's no, you don't. No. Me remembering it is entirely different from you getting the message. If you get it late, that's your fucking fault.
No. I will play fair. I will not give any reminders. Like, I normally don't give any reminders.
OK. Okay.
I will play fair with it. This is on you for your memory. And if not, you get, if not, you get to buy me a present. Hey, that all works out for everybody.
Yeah. Understood.
And tell you what. And tell you what, if I forget yours, if I forget yours, I have to donate a pair of my Crocs to like a thrift store or something. How's that?
Fair. I like that.
Because I mean, that's not going to happen ever. I wouldn't stab you in the back like that. Come on, that's funny. Anyway, that's so we now have. Don't we?
You cut out. What was that?
We now have a resolution to this obsession, don't we?
Yes.
This agreement. You get to be. You may actually be a part of this obsession later. You're gonna hate being a part of it, but hey, that's the fun of it. That's the fun of it. I challenge you though. I challenge you to just one time try a pair on and walk around in it. Now here's the thing. This is a scary challenge. This is another challenge. This is a scary challenge because if you walk around in them and you actually enjoy them, now you'll be at a point of like, shit, I like them, but I can't buy them. It'll be a hard thing. Kind of want to see you suffer that. But at the same time, I don't want to put you through that. It's a weird balance. Anyway, if people listening want to have Mike suffer through that, send us a message on our Facebook or, you know, comment on the YouTube. And maybe we'll do a short film of Mike having to try on a pair of at least the Walmart inexpensive Crocs.
Oh, fuck
off. We'll get you a pink pair. It'll go good with your hair. Anyway, Mike.
My hair?
Yeah, red hair, pink clothes, never works out.
It doesn't fucking work.
No, it doesn't. That's the whole point.
It's salmon.
I was being ironic. What's salmon? Your hair?
No, the shoes.
Okay. If you want to call it salmon, it looks pink to me. Whatever. It's not clear, that's for sure.
Mike. Fucking clear Crocs. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, they're called jellies. Don't you remember all the girls wearing jellies back in the day?
Yeah, jellies was like a thing. Jellies was a huge thing.
Oh, my wife's still obsessed to this day with jellies.
Really?
She would wear jellies all the time if she could.
Oh,
she
funny.
Loved jellies. But anyway, Mike.
Yes.
Where would people be listening to us?
Well, you could be listening to us on the website. That's thezenchronicles.com or zenchron.com, spelled X-E-N-C-H-R-O-N. You could also catch us at pretty much any of the major podcast websites or apps. Just search our name, The Zenial Chronicles, and it'll pop up. You also could be listening to us on our YouTube page, which if you don't see us on YouTube, search The Zenial Chronicles on YouTube and you'll find it. And if you are listening to us on YouTube, make sure that you hit the like button on the video and make sure that you hit the subscribe button on the video. And there is one more thing to do. James, I'm pretty sure that you know what that is.
Yes. You see, you can subscribe and that's all well and good.
Yeah.
But when you're subscribed, you don't know when the new video comes out. When the new episode comes out.
They don't tell you.
Now we do it on a regular basis, but still it's nice to get the warning and to get told, to get the notification.
You need to need to mentally prepare yourself for these episodes.
You do. And you know what works really well as a notification, and I know this from the time I've been playing Animal Crossing. Because at every hour, if you're close enough to the center of town to where your town square building is and the pavilion where you're not allowed to put any things, even though it would look really cool to put things in the pavilion.
Oh, yeah.
No, they don't let you. KK can put up a bunch of stuff, but they don't let you do it. You know what you hear? You know what you hear every hour? You hear a ringing.
Oh, yeah. A
ringing to let you know, because this is how you get notified. You know. So, click that bell. Because clicking the bell, that's how you get the notification. That's how you know we have a new episode. And after you've done that, after you've liked our videos, you've subscribed to our videos, you've clicked the bell to get the notifications. At the same time you're there on YouTube, please go and check out Mike's other two pages. We mentioned them earlier. We're mentioning them again. Ruling Note Music, where he does all kinds of musical things. He explained it better than I did because it's his thing. If you forget what it is, go back to the beginning of this episode and you'll get the full explanation. And the other site that he does with his wife's Chronosode Games, or Chronosode Games, however you want to pronounce it, he pronounces it.
We mix back and forth.
Whatever. Doesn't make a difference. That what it is, it's a site where he does video gaming with his wife, playing games in chronological order of the story, not of the release date. And they're on Twitch too, whatever the hell that is. So, Thank you all for listening this week, and we will be back again next time.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in, friends. The journey continues.